And here is the sampling distribution that we depend on most often. The same nasty formula for a normal distribution. Any normal distribution has a certain mean and it has a certain variance. And so we can plug in the value of x and use that mean and variance and figure out what's the frequency of that x in that particular distribution. For a given mean and standard deviation, we plug in the value and we get the proportional frequency of that value. And the thing is that we got all different normal distributions based on what's the mean and what's the standard deviation. But the thing is that all normal distributions have the same proportional distribution. Whether it's a skinny one with not much variability or a wide one with lots of variability, they all have this same proportional distribution. 68.26% of the distribution occurs between one standard deviation above and one standard deviation below. 95.46, I think, is between two standard deviations above and low. 99.93% is within three standard deviations above and below. No matter how scrunched together or spread out they are, they all have the same proportional distribution. And one standard deviation is that inflection point, and two standard deviations is that inflection point. Always the same proportional distribution, which is what makes everything else so simple. This really isn't an ugly formula, because it's only got two things in it, mu and sigma. That's a constant. That's a constant. Okay? There's no reason to represent it this way, except that mathematicians are comfortable when they see pi's and e's. I could put in 2.83, whatever the hell it is, and I could multiply. I could calculate the square root of 2 times 3.14159. That formula can be simplified. But nobody does, because they want to show you that this distribution is based on things that make us comfortable. Okay? Almost every calculation of area includes pi in some form. That's what pi does for us. It converts lengths into area and eventually space. E is what translates back and forth between rectangular distributions, where there's the same number of each possible value, and any other shape. I mean, when a mathematician sees E and pi, they relax. These are friends. For us, it's, oh shit. But for mathematicians, it's a friend. So this is not a nasty formula. It's only a two-parameter formula. A lot of the formulas that real mathematicians have to use have 6, 7, 8 parameters. They really do suck. So this is not nasty. It is really sweet that all of them, all of these different normal distributions, have the same proportional distribution, because that makes our life very, very simple. Show you how.